Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Welcome back to Hijabi Diaries. This is your host Malaika, and today's episode, it's all about reflections. Since Ramadan is right around the corner, I think it starts on March 10th, which is about 38 days away, which is 1 month, 1 week, and 1 day away. SubhanAllah, it's so close, you guys. I'm so excited. But yeah, you know, I thought what a better opportunity to just reflect over my life as a Muslim, as like a person, and the podcast in general. So yeah, I'm just gonna talk about like my growth as a Muslima, and then give you guys advice, whether it's advice about the deen or about the dunya, but just kind of talk to you guys about my life the past 2 years, how it's been, the struggles, the obstacles, the ups and downs, and everything like that. So without further ado, let's get talking about it. Okay, first things first, let's go all the way back to 2021. So in 2021, this whole podcast started because of a little Snapchat private story. Isn't that funny? So I always get asked, what made you start your podcast? Well, here it is. Basically, one of my friends, it was like an online friend, because you know, during quarantine time, when COVID hit and everything, you would have online friends or just like a big group chat where you made so many friends, this and that. So basically, I got really close to this one friend, and like, they were going through something mentally, like they were kind of depressed in a way and just like not having it. So basically, me being a good friend, or just in general a good person, I would send them reminders every single day saying like, you can get through life, even if like it's hard. At the end of the day, Jannah is our goal, this and that, you know. And so then somebody told me to like make a private story because other people were struggling with this mentally too. So then I made a little Snapchat private story, and then I said, whoever wants to join it, you can join it. It's anonymous, private, everything. So quite a lot of people joined. I had over like 20 of my friends and like family who were in that private story. So I would like post daily reminders every single day, and I would just like give them like a little bit of motivational advice, whether it was about deen or dunya. But I would do that. So then I thought to myself, if I'm doing this privately, why not make it public? Because what if there's like other people who need my help? Because like, I've always had this thing where I want to help others, even if like I can't do much. It's the little things that count, you know, and they matter the most. So then I thought to myself, why not make a podcast and like talk about deen in it while giving motivational advice? So that was my whole point. But most of it now, thinking, I feel like I talk more about the deen than I give you guys like motivational advice. But like, the whole purpose back in 2021 was like motivational stuff to get you guys through life. But now I just start talking about like the deen and just like in general Islamic knowledge. So imagine Malaika in 2021 compared to Malaika in 2024. It's like a huge growth. Like, you guys have no idea. Like, I was not the best Muslim back in 2021 and 2022. I mean, 2022 is when I had my peak, I would say, because I started wearing my hijab in 2021 of September. So September 21st, 2021, that's when I started wearing my hijab. And so then I thought, you know, the whole name of this podcast comes from me being a hijabi, and like the diaries are like just me talking to you guys. So like the episodes are the diaries, and I write sometimes whatever I'm going to talk about in the episodes in a little notebook. So it makes sense for the whole name to be Hijabi Diaries, you know? Does that make sense? Yeah, so that's where the name comes from. That's a little backstory of the podcast. And now I'm going to talk about my overall growth as like a Muslim and as a just a human and person in general. So basically, like I said, I started wearing the hijab back in 2021. So September 21st, 2021. That's the day I decided I'm going to become a hijabi. So it's been 2 years, alhamdulillah, 3 years this upcoming September. I cannot wait. But yeah, you know, it's just been amazing. We have little ups and downs like every other hijabi does, you know. It's always like the part about feeling pretty with your hair, without your hair, this and that. But honestly, you will get through it because you're beautiful with the hijab and without the hijab. So, yeah. But the growth, the mindset you have is what's really going to get you far. I always say this, but honestly, the connection with Allah is also something that you need to like have as your foundation. It doesn't matter how far away you are from the deen, as long as you have the slightest connection to Allah, that's gonna get you like super duper far. I love this quote that goes like, if you come walking to me, I'll come running towards you. If you take one step towards me, I'll take 10 steps towards you. I love that so much because it always tells you, like, Allah is basically telling you that no matter how far away you get away from me as possible as you can, I'm always here for you. And honestly, that is sad because why are you going away from him, you know? Like, he's waiting there for you. At the end of the day, he's gonna wait for you no matter what. But still, like, you are disobeying Allah by being far away from him as you can be, you know, like all the sins that you commit, etc., blah blah. So that really like made me like open my eyes, you know. I was like, I'm not praying 5 times a day. Why? I have all the time in the day to do that. So why am I not doing it? Why am I purposely missing my salah, you know? Like, I have nothing better to do. I'm in the house. It was quarantine time. So there was really not school going on until like a little bit later when school started. Like, I mean, school did start back in 2021. But like in 2020, like it was like, either you prayed about 3 out of 5 or just not all 5, you know, which is really bad. And I never claimed to be perfect. Alhamdulillah, I'm much, much better now. Like, it's always five times a day. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. But like, we all have had our moments where, you know, we missed salah intentionally or unintentionally. And just having that connection really makes you open your eyes. You're like, okay, like, am I really gonna even make it to Jannah? Like, am I gonna go to Jahannam because I'm missing my prayers? Am I gonna go to Jahannam because I'm not a hijabi? That one thought about me not being a hijabi, because when I got closer to Allah, it was just the hijab part. I was like, I'm doing everything right, but the hijab, that's one thing I need to do. Why am I not doing it? Like, what's stopping me? So this one night, I was literally up until like 3 a.m. And I was like, I've always worn the hijab. When it's Ramadan, I go to the masjid or the mosque and I put the hijab on and we pray with the hijab on. Or when I'm reading salah, we put the hijab on. When I'm reading Quran, I have the hijab on. So why is it that I can't wear it 24/7 whenever I go out? Why? I always do that. So what's stopping me from doing it permanently, you know? Why is it such a temporary thing? So that made me really, really realize that if I want to go to Jannah, I need to obey Allah and put the hijab on. I was like, if I died right now and I did everything right in my whole entire life, but just hijab, that's one thing I left out. And Allah asked me on Yawm al-Qiyamah, he was like, you did everything, but like, what about the hijab? Why didn't you do that? That's also really important. So I was like, yo, I might go to Jahannam, you know, like, real talk. Like, those 3 a.m. talks really be getting you thinking. Like, you guys see those TikToks on your For You page where it's like randomly scrolling through one TikTok and then an Islamic video comes up and you're like thinking about your whole life choices. Like, am I gonna go to Jannah or am I gonna go to Jahannam? So that was me. And I was like, okay, you know what, let me stop, let me actually do it. So then that same night I posted on my Snap story and I was like, I'm gonna be a hijabi, alhamdulillah, I've decided. So please delete pictures you have of me without my hijab, this and that. And everyone was congratulating me and they were really happy for me, and I was happy inside because I was like, it's been a thing that I've wanted to do for a really long time. Like, it's always like, you know, being at family gatherings when the adhan goes off and then every girl puts their scarf on their head, but then when it's over they take it off. And I thought to myself, why do we do that? because we're around non-mahrams, like my guy cousins, some of my brother-in-laws, or some of my uncles who are not my actual uncles, but they're my cousin's uncle, which is her mahram, but not my mahram. So I was like, what? Like, we have the scarf on, and it's protecting us from sins because we are around non-mahrams. But the moment we take it off, the sins are piling up because we are around non-mahrams. Like, I thought to myself, I was like, what am I doing? Like, why do we do that? Or when we're at the masjid, and then, you know, it's Ramadan or it's Jummah, and then we have the dupatta on our head, or dupatta meaning scarf, we have the hijab on, but we're just like taking it off as soon as the prayer is over or as soon as Jummah is over. Why do we do that? You know, like, if you can do it for those moments, you can do it 24/7 when you go out. Because honestly, the thing about me was that every Ramadan, I would wear the hijab, whether I took it seriously or not. It was a thing that really, like, you know, made me think, like, one day I'm going to actually put it on for real this time. And alhamdulillah, I did. So that connection just drove me to put it on and get closer to Allah. And I always say it because my hijab is my connection to Allah. Like, once you become a hijabi, you realize a lot of things because you are the spitting image of Islam. Because for other non-Muslims, they will look at you for everything that you do, because you are representing Islam and Muslims as a whole. Even if you're not perfect, Islam is perfect. And since you are a Muslim, they're going to think Islam is just like you. So that's why you have to be careful every time you do something as a hijabi or a non-hijabi. If someone knows you're Muslim, they know that whatever you do, your religion comes from you, you know? So you portray your religion as who you are. So if you smoke shisha, you do drugs, you have boyfriend, you have whatever, they will think that it's okay. Like, in the religion, it's okay to do that. And then when they ask you, isn't that haram? You're like, no. Or you get surprised, you're like, how do you know that? You know, like, it's really embarrassing other people telling you the right and wrongs of your own religion when you should know that. So think about that. Okay, disclaimer, in no way am I saying I'm perfect, or I'm not criticizing anyone if you're a non-hijabi or if you're a hijabi. I'm not saying anything to anyone. These are just my own thoughts, my own opinions, and my own experience that I'm sharing, you know? Like, if you don't agree with me, it's okay. If you agree with me, thank you. Like, you're here on your own free will, and I'm not trying to start anything or never claiming to be perfect, because wallah, I'm not perfect. Like I said, no one is perfect. I'm not a perfect Muslim. I probably never will be. But at the end of the day, we are all trying to get there, and that's my goal with the podcast. Myself and you, we learn together. I teach you and I learn myself. So yeah, like, I'm not perfect. So if you guys like end up like thinking that like I'm trying to target anyone, I'm not. Trust me, I'm not. It's just what I think and what I've been through, like my own experience. Like, I'm sharing my experience, okay? That's literally it. But yeah. Because if you can relate, you can relate. If you can't relate, then you can't. You know, it's just my experience. So, hashtag relatable, hashtag not relatable. I don't know. At the end of the day, we all have to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. So, you can either listen to me or you don't have to listen to me. I don't know. Well, like, I'm not going to tell you to do anything. But, yeah. Basically, the whole point is reflections. Yeah, so it's just me reflecting over my own life, and this is my life, you guys. But yeah, at the end of the day, we're gonna answer to Allah, and I just really hope, you know, we all make it to Jannah. Like, that's my goal. Jannah, 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 Jannah. And all we can do is become the better version of ourselves, and that's literally what I'm trying to do. We grow as people over time. A year from now, like in 2025, I probably would have grown a lot more, you know? Like, grow each day, whether we realize it or not. We are growing. Like, our mindsets change, our personalities change, and like, just like, as we get older, we change. So as you guys know, I'm 17 right now, and I turn 18 upcoming June, but I was 16 once, and why does that feel like I'm saying, like, oh, I'm 20 right now, and I was 16 once? Like, girl, be quiet. But, like, okay, basically, jokes aside, when I was 16, a lot of you guys thought I was, like, 18 or 20, and I was like, what? Why do you guys think that? And still, like, now I'm 17, and a lot of you think that I'm 18 or, like, 20 or, like, 21, and I'm like, why? Like, I'm not. And you guys get so surprised when I say I'm, like, 17, and you're like, whoa, you're really young, and you, like, talk about all of this at your age, like, you're mature for your age. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, I'm a firstborn Pakistani daughter, so I have to be. But, no, like, in general, I don't know, I guess, I mean, thank you, because that is low-key a compliment. I mean, it is a compliment, but yeah, like, I guess it's just how I am. I don't really know how to explain it, but yeah, I'm 17, and like I said, 2 years from now, I might be even more wiser than I am today. So we all are changing, bro. We change as humans. Alright, you guys, so this is it for this episode. I really hope you learned a thing or two, and if you didn't, then I hope you could relate. And if you can't do the both, then listen again and try to learn or relate. But, you know, there was a lot more that I really wanted to talk about, but I don't know, it would have turned into a really, really long episode, like maybe an hour, and I do not want that, because who really listens to hour long episodes? Because I low-key would speed up the episode, and I don't know, maybe that's just me. But yeah, you know, I really hope you guys could learn and reflect over this as I reflected over my life. And yeah, I'm so excited for Ramadan. Are you guys excited? Let me know below in the little Q&A. I just can't wait. Inshallah, we make it to the month, and please keep me in your du'as like always. And yeah, until next time, fi aman Allah.